it's a joy and a great comfort to us as believers to know that we have a sure word that we can rely upon. And really got blessed with not just the manifestations today, but the prayers, because we have a God that's steadfast, and we have a God that we can pray to and know that He's faithful and that His word is true and reliable, and that He does deliver and continues to deliver. In Psalm chapter 112 is where we're going to start. And I don't have a title for this thing because it's just a lot of different thoughts. But years ago, we had a a saying that we were to practice the presence of God in our lives. And it's something that takes time to build. But basically, it's very simple. You go to the scriptures, you learn what the scriptures say, which talk about God. Okay, they talk about His Son, Jesus Christ. And then we apply those scriptures to our lives. We apply what it tells us to do. And while we're doing that, we're practicing the presence of God. Means to become a unself-centered person and to become a God-centered person, to make your ways His ways, to make prayer your lifestyle, to make giving your lifestyle, to reach out with God's love to people so that they can come to know our Heavenly Father and to have a hope in their lives. In Psalm 112, verse 1, it says, "Praise ye the Lord." I'm cool with that. "Blessed is the man that revereth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in His commandments." And those that word commandment could be in His words. You know, that we delight greatly in God's words. My son, Sean, made the statement earlier this year. We were at their Pentecost picnic, and I loved that when he said this. He said, "What word of God has God promised that He has not brought to pass?" There is none. You know, no one could raise their hand and go, "Wait, no." Yeah, because there isn't, because He's a faithful God, and therefore we can delight in His words, and we can praise Him because He delivers and will bring His word to pass. We simply need to apply it and believe. Verse 2 says, "His seed shall be mighty upon the earth," the person that reveres God in their life, "and the generation of the upright shall be blessed." If you want to be blessed in life, put God first. It's not difficult. "Wealth and riches shall be in His house, and His righteousness endure forever. Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious, full of compassion, and righteous." What a wonderful way to live, and what a wonderful God that causes us to live that way. Because God is gracious all the time, so we could be gracious. God is full of compassion, so we can be compassionate. Okay? And His righteousness endures how long? Forever. Okay? And we're righteous because He's made us that way through His Son, Jesus Christ. Proverbs chapter 10. We're going to do a lot of Bible hopping here today. Verse 22 says, "The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and He addeth no sorrow with it." While we trust in our God and we revere our God, we are blessed people. And that enriches our lives. It's not necessarily talking about finances. The wealthiest people I know are those that revere God in their life. Their life is enriched because God enriches them. Life is not about nickels and dimes. Thank God for that. He who dies with the most toys does not win. Okay? You win when you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and you believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead. And then you make your ways His ways. Okay? Because His thoughts are high above ours, right? So we want to make our ways His ways. Psalm chapter 1. So we're going to be blessed people. And that's what we're looking at, the blessing of the Lord. In Psalm 1, very simple stuff. This isn't difficult. It's not rocket science. Thank God. I don't understand that stuff. This I understand. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. So you don't listen to what the world teaches. All right? Or you know, when there's a problem that arises, you don't run to your lawyer or you don't run to, you know, your friends. You go to God. Okay? Nor standeth in the way of sinners. Nor, you know, you don't hang out with people that are negative, that don't are unbelievers all the time. Okay, yeah, we do occasionally because we're to live life as, you know, examples of Jesus Christ. It's nice to hang out with each other. I prefer to hang out with believers, but if the word's ever going to move, we have to, you know, reach out, right? So, but you don't make that the place you hang out, okay? Nor sit in the seat of the scornful, of those people that mock you or laugh at your beliefs. You know, you believe in God? Yeah, I believe in God. Okay? But instead of that, his delight, here's that word delight again, his delight is in the law of the Lord, or in the word of the God, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Psalm 40, verse 8, why don't somebody go there? And 1 John 5:3, somebody go there.
I'll go to 1
John. Okay, you're going to read 1 John. Who's going to read Psalm 40?
I'll read it.
Okay. You could stay here in Psalm 1, the rest of us. Psalm 40, verse 8.
Psalm 40, verse 8. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart.
Yeah. See, but that delight is a decision. Okay? You have to make the decision to delight in God. It just doesn't happen overnight. You get to know God, and you understand that he is delightful, that because, you know why? He's never late. He's always honest. He's not going to screw you, you know. And when he delivers, it's going to be the best possible situation for you. Read 1 John.
5:3.
Yep.
For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous.
They're not burdensome. They're not a pain in the ass, okay? God doesn't ask us to, you know, do the impossible. His words are easy. They're easily to be entreated, and they're easily to believed and to come to pass. You know, so we walk in love towards God, and God loves us. Hey, sweetheart, how are you? The rest of the family here?
Oh, they're coming.
They're coming?
Okay. I put some chairs over here, you guys.
You guys need to sing a couple songs before.
Yeah.
Now I'm like teasing you. I'm teasing you. I'll wait for you. Looking at delighting in God, okay? And it says that, verse 2 said, his delight is in the law of the Lord, or in God's word, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Why doesn't somebody go to Psalm 104, verse 4? I'm going to go to Joshua, and somebody go to 1 Timothy 4:15. And we're going
to
read these verses.
Psalm
104, verse 4. And who wants to go to 1 Timothy 4:15? Rob, okay. And when you get there, let her rip, Linda.
Okay.
Psalm 104.
Who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers a flaming fire.
I think that's the wrong verse. Okay, well.
Psalm 104, verse 4.
Yeah, I wrote the wrong thing down.
Okay. 103?
Yeah, maybe 103.
That's more blessed.
Okay,
yeah, there you read that. Yeah, read that.
Who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies.
Sounds good, but I don't think that's the verse yet. But it's okay. It talks about meditating in God. Joshua 1:8, I'll read it. It says, the book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and that thou mayest observest to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make it thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. And that was a requirement for the men of God back then, that they were to read the law on a daily basis and that they were to teach that law and observe to do it. And that's just good instruction for us, you know. We don't want to just be research people. We want to have the application. You know, what good is something? It's like going to school and getting an education, you know, but if you don't ever apply it, what good does it do you? None whatsoever. But we want to not just be hearers only, but doers also. And that's not D-E-W-A-R-S, somebody. I'm sorry, my wife likes scotch. And who has 1 Timothy chapter 4? That was just a little side joke. Go ahead, Rob.
Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all.
There you go. So if you want your life to be blessed, it talked about the profiting. It talked here about being prosperous and of good success. We have to keep those scriptures first and foremost and trust in that God that delivers. And realize that these words are his words. Rob, there was a great guy that I used to know. Robert White is his name. Some of you may know him. Yeah. And the one thing that he instilled in me was, he said, every time you crack this book open, realize that these are the pure words of God Almighty, that he wrote them down for you so that you can get to know him. And that's stayed with me all these years. I'm thankful for that, man. Man was never meant to operate on his own. In the garden, God designed man to be body, soul, and spirit, right? And he walked with God. Psalm 37, verse 23, and someone else can go to Jeremiah 10, 23, because it's basically saying the same thing. We'll go to Psalm 37. And we'll read that together. Psalm 37, verse 23 says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. And the way of God is the will of God, right? Which is the word of God. It's not hard. It says, and who's going to read that verse in Jeremiah? Go ahead, sweetheart. Got to read it loud.
Jeremiah, what was it?
10, 23. Daughter's going to read it, which I think is cool. Mm-hmm. This is a difficult teaching, right? Right. It's not in man to direct his own steps. So the self-made man, what is he? Okay. We're not to direct our own steps. We're to allow God's word to direct our steps. You know, what we should wake in the morning saying, what can I do for you today, God? You know, what would you have me do? And with that attitude, God can work with you and he can go places. Psalm chapter 5. There's a lot of time in Psalms, aren't there? I spend a lot of time in Psalms, to be quite honest with you. And this is the heart that we should have when we wake up in the morning. Psalm 5, verse 3, it says, my voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my path unto thee, and I will look up. You know, that's what we, but you notice it's I will. It's your decision. You have to do it. God can't make it. We need to be prayerful persons all day long. Sunrise to sunset and all the time between it. Because you can always speak in tongues, can't you? Mm-hmm. Yep, we can. We can speak in tongues all the time. Yeah, pretty neat. Romans chapter 4. And we have a God like no other God because he's the one true God. He is the almighty God. He is the faithful God. His words are higher than our thoughts. And we're to let him direct our steps. And in chapter 4 of Romans, verse 17, the last part of this verse says, that he calleth those things which be not as though they were. Okay? That's our God. You know, you run into a situation that's difficult or what you consider impossible. How am I ever going to get out of this? God calls those things which are as though those things which be not as though they were. If you have the promise of God on it, baby, it's going to come to pass. Okay? And we just stay our minds and we allow God to work. We don't have to come up with any fancy prayer. We just claim it and we allow God to work. If I never believe that I'm righteous, I'm still righteous. Okay? But I have to claim it and I have to live until I get that deliverance. 2 Chronicles chapter 16. Another wonderful verse talking about how great our God is. A lot of Bible hopping today. You can blame Bobby Cap for this one. He inspired me last week. 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9, it says, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth with a ball bat looking to beat me over the head." No, that's not it. "They run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of them whose heart is what?
Perfect.
Perfect towards him." That's it. That's our God. That's what he does for, this was the Old Testament. It says that his ears are open to the prayers of the righteous. So he hears you and he answers. We just have to stay our minds, stay the course. The Almighty's on our side and he's never lied before and he never will. Prayer is the shortest distance between a need and deliverance. We just take the God and we change history. We practice the presence of God. Psalm 34, verse 15. This is another verse, basically the same thought. It says, "The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is..." Oh, we could stop there. See, but God's there. He hears you. It's not our job to come up with some kind of special prayer so that we entreat God. You know, that's what natural man does, you know. They make these flowery prayers, and, you know, this way, you know, maybe God will hear me. You don't have to do that. God hears you. His ears are open. His eyes are upon us, okay? And he is blessed to take care of you. We just have to stay our minds. I wrote down a quote here from Abraham Lincoln because it really blessed me. He said that you can have anything you want if you want it bad enough. You can be anything you want to be, do anything you want to set out to accomplish if you hold to that desire with singleness of purpose. You know, pretty neat, pretty cool thing. And then George Mueller, I wrote down another one here. It says, "The vigor of our spiritual life will be in direct proportion to the place of the Bible in our life and thoughts." So what you dwelling on? You know, that's what we got to ask ourselves sometimes. I dwell on a lot of crap sometimes, and I catch myself and go, "What the heck am I doing?" Go to Psalm 27. I think we all do. I don't think I'm the only one. But we have a God that's not only hears our voice, but he's happy and blessed to answer us. How many times have we heard the manifestations, you know, to lay it out before me, lay out your heart before me, you know, come to me, cry unto me, you know, I'm going to deliver you. You know, what's he, a liar? We should just listen. But it must be important if he keeps repeating it in manifestations, you know? Maybe one day we'll get it. So, I hope. And I know I'm not pointing any fingers. I know we get it. Verse 7 says, "Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy upon me and answer me." And God hears our prayers. We don't have to cry unto him like that, but he hears. When thou saidest, "Seek ye my face," my heart said unto me, "Thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are rising up against me, and such as breathe out cruelties. This guy had some tough stuff going on here. But he poured out his heart to God. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Okay? That's what Abraham Lincoln just said. Okay? Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and ye shall be strengthened in thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. You know, that's where we live in a society where everything is fast this, fast that. You know, and if we don't get our answer right away, we're like, but who wins in the end? Has anybody read the book of Revelation? Who's going to come out on top? Is it the devil or us? We're the winners, right? Yeah. Right, yeah, we won. Has Christ come back?
No, wait,
we're still here. Okay, so we're going to win. We're going to get the answer. We just got to stay. And sometimes it takes a long time. Look at poor Abraham. I don't know if I could have waited, though. 75, I get the promise. Where's this kid? You know, what's going on here, God? You know, yeah, he had doubts. Yeah, he had stuff. Go on. You know, he was a man just like you and I. He had, you know, he questioned some stuff, but he stayed. He stayed, and he believed, and he got the answer. Psalm 62. We're almost done. Rounding third. Verse 5 says, "My soul, wait thou upon God, for my expectation is from him." Great verse, isn't it?
Yeah.
He only is my rock and my salvation, not my job, not the government, okay? Not my friends. God, okay? He is my defense. He is my salvation. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in my God. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie, to be laid in the balance. Trust not in oppression. Set not your heart upon them. God hath spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. And let's close again in Psalm 112. So, what a delightful life we lead. What a blessed life we have. You know, sometimes we look around at people and we're like, these guys are driving this, and they're going to these fine highfalutin restaurants, but you know what, if you really look at those people's lives, they're not very happy. I've worked for some very wealthy people, and they were some of the most miserable people I ever met in my life. Because they have no hope. They're without God, without hope in this world, you know, and that's got to be a horrible thing. I don't know how they, deal with day to day, A bank account ain't going to get you to heaven. Jesus Christ gets you to heaven. So, but we live a blessed life, and we should praise the Lord at all times. So, read this again. Psalm 112, it says, "Praise ye the Lord, blessed is the man that revere the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his words. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Upon the upright there riseth light in the darkness. There is gracious. He is gracious, full of compassion, and righteous. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he will not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings, because his heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he sees his desire upon his enemies. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are the great deliverer, that we can delight in you, God, and that we can be faithful to you, God, and that we can practice your presence at all times. And we thank you that we can be smart enough to wait for the deliverance in our lives so that we get the best answers instead of good stuff, but we get the best. And we thank you for your heart for us at all times, that your word is true and it's one to be trusted, and that you call things that were as though they are. And in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.